Hello, everyone. This is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. And before we begin today's episode, I want to apologize. There was a bit of an audio issue we had been struggling to set up in terms of getting this particular episode started. And just as soon as we hit the record button, quite literally, we had just done our few seconds of silence to warm up. My neighbor decided to start mowing. So that was fun. So if you're wondering why the audio sounds a bit clipped, I do apologize for that. It is absolutely because my neighbor started mowing 10 feet from the window where we record, literally seconds after pushing the record button. I must say that Schroeder did a remarkable job cleaning up the audio from what I've heard, but it does have a bit of a sound quality issue for it. It's not what we would like to put out, but unfortunately it is the... It is probably the best the audio can sound without you either hearing the constant hum of a lawnmower or having to deal with clipped audio. So I do appreciate Schroeder's hard work on that. It's a bit prophetic because we have just made some purchase of some new equipment that hopefully will eliminate any background noise issues. Again, my apologies for that. Please bear with us. It doesn't last very long, maybe 5 or 10 minutes into the episode, and from then on, you should have a fairly normal listening experience. Enjoy!
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Campaign.
Out of the abyss.
God, we need better goddamn mics. I hate this. I hate it so much.
At least we're not recording in my garage anymore.
That's true.
With the trains and the airport.
I am working on an actual table that will be bigger and wider, and will have nice armrests, hopefully. And we'll have all the wires hidden inside it.
Cool. Finish that trunk?
Not yet.
He hasn't killed the hooker yet.
Rugs. You use rugs for hookers. That's what I learned from Archer.
Rugs are expensive. That's ridiculous.
So are trunks.
I guess I've never owned a trunk. I'm sorry.
You know what he does have? A toilet in his backyard.
Not anymore.
He's not making
it. No, it's still there. If I would have planted at the health department, lets me keep it. Because then it's a planter.
Just put a vine coming out of the tank, and that way it covers itself.
No, I mean, I've been planting. I had strawberries growing in it 2 years ago.
Huh.
My next door neighbor.
Strawberries grow real well and shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a clean toilet. Like, I didn't just poop in it and then start planting things.
I shit in it.
Gotta have fertilizer, man. Might be better off.
I mean, there were a few nights when we were recording Mad Chat.
Did you really piss in my toilet? I dug that dirt out to plant things in it by hand.
No, I didn't piss in it.
Have you checked the upper deck?
Well, that's got dirt in it, too, because I had two plants.
Yes, dirt.
I grew tomatoes in it one time.
Did they taste funny?
No.
Okay. So last time we left our intrepid adventurers on a boat.
You want to try that again?
God damn.
I was going to say, I mean, do you really want to use the word intrepid? Like, I think it's a little too lofty for our group.
Well, it's whatever.
Last time some dumbasses were on a boat.
That's more accurate.
And it was heading back to Sloobledob.
Ouch.
Cody and Troy, what are you doing?
I was not prepared for this, Jeff. Oh, I gotta go another character sheet.
That was the point.
Fuck you, Jeff.
Playing mind games with me.
I just went through a mind fuck of a campaign. I don't need another one.
There you go. Would you like a character sheet?
I suppose.
I gotta try to figure out how this fucking character works.
It's a polearm master.
Apparently, Demogorgon leaves lawnmowers in Sloobledob.
No, that's the sound of that, you said there's like a glow.
The hum?
That's the hum of the magic. Yeah. The Fair's Rest, that's it.
That might work out well, because we're going to keep recording throughout the summer, so, you know, we can get some lawnmower effects in there.
Yeah.
Nothing says quality podcasting like lawnmower effects.
Especially because my neighbor waited until, like, 7:30 at night to mow.
Like, it's fucking Friday, it's 7:30, like, go get drunk.
Maybe this is the only time. Leave Goth's back. God.
My neighbor, she is a little strange, though. She only ever wears black t-shirts.
My neighbor's my mom, and I don't fucking know what she wears.
I just noticed because that's the only thing I like. Oh,
I own a red t-shirt.
I've never seen you anything but that and the Green Herb Jones shirt.
No, I haven't worn that shirt in a while.
All right.
That's kind of navy blue, though.
He can't wear his double-breasted hoodie right now. It's too warm.
It's in the car. I wear it inside the work because it's freezing in there all the time.
Yes, that's why.
Okay. So you didn't just make me get these character sheets out for shits and giggles. We are going back.
Yes. No, I'm waiting for you to tell me what you guys are doing.
We're waiting for the tide to push us back in because we don't have a fucking choice because it's two people trying to row a boat for eight.
Oars aren't on there? Yeah.
There are oars.
Yeah, we're letting it coast on back in because trying to use two people on a ship for eight is probably not going to be very functional. At least that's what we were talking about last time.
Yeah, you guys can make your way back.
Okay.
Bump against what's left of a dock.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Did we decide whether or not we were left with anything? Our personal supplies, I think?
Your personal supplies and the food and stuff that the Koto dumped in the boat for you.
I thought the other boat had that.
We established that it's in the other boat. It was taken.
There was a percentage. I am pretty sure we agreed that there was a percentage that was not grabbed.
Jeff has waffled on this. I was waiting for him to really come down on which one it was because Matt was really mad that there was a whole bunch of like dry goods stored inside.
Yeah, we have 148.
Okay, I don't
rations on the boat, on our boat.
You can do whatever you want.
2 weeks from hell, man. I honestly don't remember. We'll say there is a portion there, more than enough for two people to eat.
I would like to know how long it took us to come back in.
I don't know. Look at your water clock.
I would like to know if I now know what all the sweet shit I'm currently wearing that's magical I have attuned to.
You've been rowing the boat. You haven't been meditating.
Oh, God, no. I've been attuning, asshat. I've been attuning. That's why I wasn't rowing, so I could attune and use them immediately.
Okay. What did you get?
I got a magic harpoon.
Yep.
Still in your leg.
It's a +1 harpoon. Large sized.
I believe I got...
What does that mean?
Yeah, bracers.
A harpoon is a two-handed weapon,
okay.
Like a two-handed spear,
right?
Except sized for the next size up creature.
Okay,
so can he wield it?
Probably not.
I don't know. I doubt it.
Because it's technically a pole arm, right?
No,
it would be equivalent to a spear. So it is a large size.
So it's spear. It's not like a glaive would be.
Oh no!
No, it's massive.
Well, spears are.
You used to be able to go. I think one size up in third ed.
You take a -4 penalty.
Correct.
So yeah,
now you can fifth ed.
You can swing it at disadvantage.
I'm not swinging. It's his.
It's large sized. I would let it count as a pole arm.
You're gonna let me swing a +1 pole arm at disadvantage?
Yes.
How kind of you.
Still got that +1. Evens up.
I had headband, bracers, and ball of fuzzy things.
They are bracers of archery.
I'll take that.
Bag.
What does that do for those of us that don't know?
I will have to look. I honestly don't remember. The bag is something you don't attune to.
Fair enough. Jeff didn't look it up, so I'm going to assume it gives me a +4 on all archery rolls.
No. Jeff looked it up a month ago.
I think it's advantage. I don't remember.
Yeah, take advantage.
Bracers of archery. Bag o' fluff.
Tribbles.
That's what I'm afraid they are. How many of them are in there now, Jeff?
They've doubled. It's weird.
Strange.
While wearing these bracers, you have proficiency with the longbow and shortbow, and you gain a +2 bonus to damage on ranged attacks made with such weapons.
Ooh.
Nice.
It's just to the damage, not to the hit.
Just to damage.
Well, you gain proficiency, which some people might... I already have it, but others might not.
But do you have it with both bows?
Yes.
Yes.
He's a fighter.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I forgot your fighter. I forget that's a subclass to the fighter.
He only said pole arm fighter 92 times.
I just hear pole arm and then I tone him out.
We're not going back for them.
No, they left us.
I did not say headband. I said headgear.
Have you seen my headgear?
It is a helmet.
I was pretty sure you said headband, but go ahead. What is my headgear?
A helm of telepathy.
No shit!
Yes.
So there's two telepaths on a boat. It's a weird joke.
This is gonna be real bad. This is gonna be a real weird podcast when Troy and I say nothing for the rest of.
You don't actually have telepathy.
We're texting back and forth.
That would be fucking hilarious.
is. This were not a mic'd show, like, that would be the way to do it.
While wearing this helm, you can use an action to cast the Detect Thoughts spell, save DC 13.
Holy
as
shit,
long wow. as you maintain concentration on the spell, you can use a bonus action to send a telepathic message to a creature you are focused on. It can reply using a bonus action to do so, while your focus on it continues. While focusing on a creature with Detect Thoughts, you can use an action to cast the Suggestion spell from the helm on that creature. Once used, the suggestion property can't be used again until the next dawn.
Is that a wondrous item?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's hefty.
It's only uncommon. It's,
is it really?
It's not even rare.
Oh, okay.
Sweet!
And I have a plus one harpoon at disadvantage.
In your leg.
Would you like a bag of fluff?
Throw in the fucking ocean, or wherever we are.
I need to look up attunement.
Do any of your little extra points allow you to grow?
Actually, yes.
Then you should be fine for a minute.
Does it count as a
glass cannon?
Eat nut, Chuck.
That, I mean, that might actually...
You guys ever get dry nipples?
Nope.
Okay. Just you.
Me either.
Just asking. Me neither.
That's going on next year's PopCon thing.
Yeah, I'm just going to randomly say shit so they can be pulled out.
It's not what you always do.
Yeah. Well, no, usually I do it for my own entertainment, but now I need to, like, really think.
I remember reading somewhere that weapons will resize, or that magic items will resize upon attunement.
Yeah, didn't we have that issue with some armor in Strahd's game?
Yeah.
I think it resized, yeah.
Well, no, he wouldn't let it resize.
That sounds stupid.
I went and read stuff, and there is something about it, but I can't find it right now.
I'll Google it while you talk.
Okay, you have a bag of fluff, you have a headband, a helmet.
Helm of telepathy.
What does the fluff do?
We don't know. I didn't attune to it.
Damn.
You have a spear. A big damn spear.
I have a big damn spear.
Yes. Okay.
Stop giving away my shit.
You have made it back to Slubadop. What are you doing?
Well, what condition is Slubadop in?
It's been demolished. As you're pulling up to the dock, you're pushing your way through bodies and parts of bodies. Looks like a lot of the town tried to flee into the water, and that didn't go well for them. The structures of the town are in pieces.
Is it so, like, Godzilla Tokyo-esque, where it's, like, just basically rubble, or is it, like... tornado-esque where there's a clear swath but other things are left standing? Like, is there a single intact building in all of Slubadop at the moment?
Yes, probably.
But is that a rarity, or is that...
It would almost be like a cone of destruction out from the altar.
Gotcha.
Do we see people congregating?
You would... not from where you are.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess we would just walk. Start walking towards... what was Slubadop?
Yeah, pull out my glaive and...
Which doesn't have light anymore.
Nope. I had thought of that.
It is... Well, no, it's not dark. It's still lit by the Fair's Rest.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping one of these magic items would be able to cast light, but that's okay. They're still cool. At this point, I will light a torch and hand it to L&L. You mind holding this?
I hold up my huge spear with both hands that I'm holding.
That's ambitious. I don't quite know you're gonna be able to use it, but fair enough.
And then you hear me say, I have no use for a torch.
Yeah. You're essentially like, carry this useless thing.
Not useless?
For him.
Here, carry this thing that I need, but you don't.
Yes.
You're like a fucking 4-year-old.
4-year-old who's dealt more damage than you have, so shut up!
But not more than she has.
No, not at all. Fucking Wolverine over here.
Yeah.
Which is impressive.
You got the birds of prey over here.
All right, I will holster my glaive and pull out a hand axe then so I can have a torch.
Okay.
And we investigate for survivors, I guess?
Well, the first thing that you would probably see is the area around the shrine. And there's still all these kneeling koto there.
Huh. Are they alive?
I don't know. You're far enough away, you would need to get closer to find out. You going over?
Think they're alive.
It's possible. Here's our friend Jimjar.
Shushar.
Shushar.
Mm-hmm.
But I doubt Shushar's there. Let's find him.
Kira just opens her arms as if to indicate, where the fuck do you want to go? We'll begin looking.
Well, here, let me show you guys a map. I mean, you've seen most of Slobodob.
Slobodob.
You're coming in from over here.
Okay.
Here's the shrine.
Yeah.
That's where you guys fought. There is just a swath out this way of everything's destroyed.
The house where the archpriest brought us, is it within the cone of destruction?
Right there, right in the middle of it.
And Shushar didn't ever indicate, like, a home or family or anything to us.
Shushar indicated that he had been gone for years.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I guess we'll go investigate that home, although I'm pretty sure that Ploop and Blop are both dead.
You watched both of them.
Yeah, we watched them both die.
Yeah. Well, I killed one of them, but let's not talk about that.
Okay. As you head that way, you hear someone calling out for help.
In what language? Because maybe we don't.
No, you know the sounds of somebody in pain.
Okay.
And it is definitely a Koto voice. Over this way, past where the shrine was, but in that general area.
Gotcha. I mean, I'll sort of nod and move in that direction, because we are sort of somewhat responsible for this.
Yeah. We is a strong word.
Shut up, Jeff!
The royal we.
I'll move forward with a hand axe and a torch.
Okay. As you get a little bit closer, the voice cuts off. Like, why the hell is there a light coming towards us? And as you round the corner, you see a Koto half crushed under a building. And it stops almost completely still. I mean, they're wide-eyed to begin with, but you can tell he is just, like, shocked. And he says, it's you! I know you! No, looking directly at Kira.
Son of a bitch.
You're the Chosen of Lemagagoon.
Okay.
What are you?
I have no idea what he's talking about. I feel like I should write that down.
Seems like a thing you should write down.
Lemagagoon.
You probably don't remember, but you do. Kira would probably remember hearing a small horde of Koto chanting Lemagagoon.
No. Cody remembers. Cody doesn't want to talk about it, because Kira just wants to forget things. I totally understand if you want me to continue to remember things, but that doesn't mean I want to.
That's probably the big...
Yeah. I got that fatal blow that was, like, really easy to hit. Yeah.
That you missed on.
The Chosen of Lemagagoon. Sorry, I don't have the faintest clue what the hell you're talking about.
What do you mean?
Are you all right? Would you,
no.
Does it look like we can move this boulder at all?
I'm absolutely not okay. You can see where he was stretched out trying to reach for something, and there's a knife. Just, like, it's almost like he bumped the edge of it with his finger and pushed it away.
Does it look like he could actually survive his injuries at all?
Make a medicine check. Don't even bother. He will tell you that he'll tell you he's a goner. He was trying to get the knife for himself. I was going to dedicate my death like everyone else to Lemagagoon, but you're here now. You could do it for me.
I will pick the knife up and I will give it to her.
That's not helpful.
No, please. With the long pointy one that you struck the blow for the Deep Father.
Fuck you, Jeff.
I feel like there's a sand check after this. I don't know.
Yeah, if only there were sand rules in this game, Lucas.
We just never had any rules like that. I just don't know. We just never fucking play that way.
I don't know what's going on. There are sand rules. They're just written poorly.
Man. I really don't want to kill this guy. At all.
He's asking you to.
Do I have Kevorkian written on my armor somewhere? Jesus.
No, her last name is Vorkian. It's Kira Vorkian.
Vorkian. Kira Dr. Death Vorkian. No, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'll see if I can't move the boulder. I don't just slaughter people pointlessly. That's...
No, you do it for the glory of Lemagagoon.
No, don't think so either. Sorry, I'm not sure exactly what you're implying, but I don't do that either.
I was there. I watched.
You saw a fight? Aye.
And I saw you accept the blessings.
I think that's a two-way street, and I don't remember signing any papers or just doing any blood oaths. I think that,
You can have advantage if you want it. Lucas even questioned it. Why are we getting advantage?
Ding. Thanks, we don't have to add that in later.
Yeah, that's easier.
I'm sorry for whatever your religion believes, but I'm not a cold-blooded killer. She at this point just drops the knife. I don't know whether it ends up close enough for him to grab it or not, but
high or low?
Low. Like my odds of being pleased with this game.
That's a 10.
The knife lands in his tummy.
No, that'd be a yeah, I don't know. That's nope, you leave it just close enough that he bumps it out of the way again. I mean, you can try and move the stuff.
You got any way to heal this man? Fish man. Person. Fucking deep one.
I mean, I guess would that be medicine roll whether or not to know I can heal? I mean, yeah. I can
sure.
Give him health points, but whether or not...
Medicine check.
12?
No. You know that guy who gets caught in between the train cars?
Yeah.
And is alive until they move the train cars? Yeah, that's this guy.
Mel Gibson's wife in Signs?
Yes.
I could heal him, but it would only prolong his suffering.
You had to phrase it that way, didn't you, Troy?
Yep.
I mean, I know that you guys aren't going to play the flaws that I give you, so I gotta...
I mean, I never wrote down. Yeah, fine. I'll
you
do it.
Flaws? I don't need a flaw.
You didn't fail the sand check in front of Demogorgon.
Yeah, suck it.
Yeah, okay. Kira just turns with the axe and just drops it on his throat.
No, not that way!
Just straight down. Just leans into it.
Yep.
One clean sweep.
Okay. Make a perception check.
Great.
You get one murder point, by the way, to cash in any time.
I have a murder point to cash in for what?
More murders.
Eight.
Duh.
Worse than eight.
Okay. What would you guys like to do now?
It was the right thing to do.
Doesn't feel right.
Now that we're in the middle of everything, do we see movement amongst like the standing buildings still? Are people like going to
That's what the perception checks were for.
I'm actively looking.
That's why I didn't use your passive perception.
You probably should have.
Yours is pretty good, too. 14?
Yeah. I say mine's 14.
Yes, across the town, as far away from the Shrine to the Deep Father, which is still perfect, standing in perfect condition, there you can see movement.
I don't know how well-equipped you feel yourself to head off into the Underdark, but I'm not a big fan of staying in Sloopadop if we can avoid it.
No, should we at least try to find somebody we know to... I mean, surely now Shushar doesn't want to stay here. Maybe he'll join us to get to wherever we're going next, I forget.
Kira kind of shrugs and just points to the movement we see in the distance or the shrine. Which do you think has better odds? Although if they all apparently want to worship me like this poor bastard did...
Maybe you can round some followers. Anybody want to join the savior of...
Chosen of Lemagagoon
on a quest to...
Oh, you're going to the shrine?
We hadn't decided yet.
I'm trying to convince him.
Okay.
No. There's
convince away. Go
there's
ahead.
There's definitely an N in this alignment, so it is possible.
I want to go burn one while you guys have your quandary.
Yeah. Is there anything distinct on the... of what we've seen? I mean, we rolled a poor perception check, so... What were we seeing in the distance?
What do you mean?
You said that we saw some
movement?
Yeah.
You just see movements in the shadows out around one of the buildings in the area that hasn't been destroyed completely.
Both for narrative and because it makes most logical sense, I would assume we go back towards the shrine, because if that's the last place we saw Shushar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of movement coming from elsewhere in the Underdark.
No, you know the gate is over this way. This is a solid rock face.
Oh, it's something up against a solid rock face.
We came in this way?
Came in over here.
Off there? Okay.
Yeah, fuck it. Kira's gonna go back towards the shrine.
Towards the shrine?
Yeah.
Absolutely no movement.
Not at all?
No.
Even when I poke him?
No, it falls over.
Are they all dead?
They are all dead.
Holy shit.
At very least, their eyes have been clawed out. They're all kneeling on the ground, basically slumped on top of themselves. Their hands are knuckles to the ground like they just collapsed, and you can see the gore on their hands.
Weird. Holy shit.
They clawed their own eyes out.
So much for recruiting anyone.
Uh-huh. Do we see movement on the other side?
Back this way.
Yeah.
If that's the only other movement we see, I suppose we probably head in that direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wipe off my hand axe so it doesn't have the blood of Kotoa on it. Fresh blood of Kotoa on it.
You come back this way. Are you coming, like, along the rock wall, or are you going to cut back through the buildings?
I would probably cut through the buildings.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, tactically speaking, I want to try and keep whatever it is and whatever we are not in perfect line of sight.
You'll come around, and you'll see a handful of Koto walking around. You can see a lot more laid out on mats and things like that. Kind of a makeshift hospital type.
Right. I don't suppose we recognize any of them as Shushar.
Yes. Yes,
oh, we do? I will attract Shushar's attention.
Okay.
What state is he in?
Beat to hell, but up and helping people.
Okay. Not one of the infirm.
No. Kind of looks like he's taking charge.
To be expected?
Yep.
Shushar, it's good to see a friendly face.
Yeah. Yeah. Make an insight roll.
Friendly?
Nope. That'd be a
5, Jeff.
Okay.
20.
He is ecstatic to see you guys. He's terrified of Kira.
Well, say, if what? She's that completely oblivious, like, she's stored the hand axe, probably still she's got blood on her from the earlier battle, like, just putting her hand on his shoulder, like, what can we do to help?
I will open a line of communication to him and him alone.
Okay.
And ask him, what is wrong?
What do you mean, what's wrong? You saw what happened out there. You saw it was her hand that brought that here.
I mean, not exactly.
No?
Matt's having trouble opening his
Hennessy. My numb fingers, I have no grip strength anymore.
I honestly don't remember exactly like how the events went down, but like...
I cut down the priest.
No, I know that.
It was an Obi-Wan versus Vader moment where she raised her weapon, turned into the blow, and accepted it.
Okay, I don't remember
that. And became the sacrifice.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. But wasn't he like on our side of like intervening or...
Who?
Shushar.
Yeah, Shushar wanted to stop the ritual. You guys didn't stop the ritual.
We didn't know what the ritual was.
You do now.
I mean, I guess I'll be explaining it to him. Like,
yep.
We were made pawns in this.
Yeah, you absolutely were. But
it's not as if Kira did this with an intent.
No, but she accepted the favors. We all saw it.
She probably didn't know what she was accepting.
Yes, because drug dealers say these are dangerous chemicals that you shouldn't put in your body.
How does Shushar know about drug dealers?
Would you like the first one for free?
FYI, lots of drug dealers in the Underdark.
A lot of fish crack.
Are you two talking? Because
yes, he's quite scared of you.
Use your fucking helmet. Just listen.
It doesn't work that way.
That would be awesome if it did.
It casts detect thoughts.
But can I detect his telepathic communication?
Those are his surface thoughts. You'd have to read the spell and see how it works. But
keep that in mind.
Fairly low DC though.
Right.
Get you a luck card first.
And I believe he knows if he passes. He knows that you're detected.
You'd have to read the spell because I've probably read it at some point, but I don't remember.
I'll read it because I have nothing to do.
Okay.
So
you're wanting to help.
Yes, I mean, it's horrible what has happened.
What new powers have you acquired?
I don't have any new powers.
No?
No, I found some sweet shit.
Did you take that off of Marrow? I saw them down there. You'd have the harpoon.
Yeah.
That's very clearly a Marrow's harpoon.
I mean, we did kill one of those things.
Wait a minute. Where's Morik and Nexus and all the others?
They left us.
See, they saw it.
No. I didn't see anything. I swam a lot.
You You swam a lot. You swam in the Dark Lake?
Yeah.
That's ballsy.
I wasn't much of a choice.
Oh.
No, obviously we want to help how we can. I mean, this is horrible. This is tragic.
Oh.
And it's no one's fault but this evil cult.
I just want a point of order here. He distinctly said that LNL's talking would be her surface thoughts, which you, when casting, don't even have to win the save. You can just get the surface thoughts when you cast it. It's if you want to probe deeper for, like, an insight, you would have to...
Memories of where he stashed his porn.
Right.
Unless that's his surface thought all the time.
True. You can also use the spell to detect the presence of thinking creatures that you can't see within 30 feet.
That's interesting.
But blocked by 2 feet of rock, 2 inches of metal, lead, thin sheet of lead blocks, blah, blah, blah.
So if you want to help, if you have any kind of healing that you can, skills with herbs, anything.
You know, I kind of just stab things, right?
I have a little bit of healing.
Yes, we saw.
I have a little bit of healing to offer, but would require sleep to be able to be more useful.
How far down are you guys? Did you heal up?
Oh, yeah. I'm at 3 hit points myself.
They didn't heal on the boat because they were just drifting. They a short rest.
Weren't far from the docks. You guys ditched them right off the bat.
Well, I mean, they were little bitches.
Yep.
I was not a party to my own actions.
So, yeah.
We could haul in some of that food.
That would be a great help.
I will look around for a cart or something.
You can make some kind of a litter and you guys can...
Right, yeah. And I'll just haul back as much of the food as possible.
Yeah.
Kira's much easier at using strength than intelligence.
You guys can rest up.
Sweet. Lucas, can I have an eraser?
Before I rest up, I will use my last remaining points to heal the most injured of folk.
Okay. If anybody's proficient in medicine, that could be...
Not proficient.
Helpful.
Not proficient.
I mean, you can make medicine rolls. If you're not proficient, you're going to be more likely to hurt if you fail.
Yeah.
I'm just hauling food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Works for me. I mean, you're a cook.
That's true. I could die. That I'm going to get the food, and I'm going to...
Can make some fish sticks.
Going to make... sushi.
I like fish sticks better.
That's you a gay funny. Fish? You eat fish sticks?
Yep, I'm gonna. Sure, I will cook away.
Okay, you guys can rest up. The next day, Shushar is going to ask you guys for help. Not here, though. We've got to get to the next settlement. We've got to bring back help.
Okay.
Gloog here needs an escort,
and Gloog is.
Gloog is.
Oh, Jeff's going for his bag.
New NPC! Didn't see that one coming.
Well, I mean, I have the two of them sitting here. What the hell do you think I'm going to do?
I don't know.
For the audience at home, I just handed Lucas a character sheet.
Thought you were thinning the fat off.
Wow.
Does it look like Jeff's done any of that?
Oh, damn. Oh. Boom! Fuck.
You want this back?
Gloob dies!
Gloob just dies.
He just has a fucking aneurysm.
A rock falls from the ceiling.
I love you, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. You know Gloob, the son of the archpriest.
Oh, there was a son.
Yeah. He was tending the...
I briefly mentioned son.
Yeah, he was tending the Shrine of the Deep Mother.
He was tending the search engines.
Okay, Gloogle, wherever you want to go.
Where are you guys heading?
Did your fucking possessed Alexa just fucking start talking?
Yep. Huh? It heard me say Google.
Oh, that's funny. It's really sensitive microphone.
It is. Not
maybe
a big fan of
it. Maybe we should record with it.
Alexa, record podcast.
Is it Alexa?
No, it's some off-brand Best Buy thing that uses Google Assistant. Because the key phrase is, okay, Google. And I said, okay, Gloogle. Where do you want to go?
It's Google.
Gloog. Yeah, I don't really know that we have plans.
Where were you wanting to go? You were wanting to go someplace.
Well, I want to get... Oh, yeah, I do want to go to... Yeah,
Where do I want to go, Jeff?
Gracklestug or Gurgle Flufflugan? No, Gracklestug. Yeah. I don't remember. There's so many names.
Gracklestug was the
I want to go to Gauntlegrim.
That's it.
Because I know that the dwarves will let me out of this fucking pit of a terrible place.
Okay.
So yes, I'd like to go to Gauntlegrim. That's Kira's ultimate destination. If I happen to stab a an annoying dwarf on the way out, wouldn't be bad.
Well, I mean, Gauntlegrim's a long way from here. What about you, Troy? Where do you want to go?
Never really thought about it, but probably kind of back where we came from, but that's probably not a smart move.
Back where you came from?
Yeah. Probably would be seeking some sort of revenge.
That makes sense.
But, you know, I probably want to level up first.
Well,
training montage.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to get out, if you're wanting to get back to the surface, what the hell's the name of the city? Blingdenstone is probably your best bet. Gauntlegrim is a long damn way from here, but you'll find people who will take you back or help you get back to Gauntlegrim there.
Well, let's take old Gluk here, wherever he needs to go, and whatever is the next best place to go, I guess.
Gracklestug.
At least maybe we'll get to stab a dwarf.
It's the next place off of the Dark Lake. It's actually on the Dark Lake.
So we got to travel by boat then.
It's probably the, I won't say the safest, but probably the easiest.
That's where they were going.
Yep.
All roads lead to. It's a geographical irony.
By Jeez, God, man. I am telling this story one way or another.
Kicking and screaming.
Whatever you need to do, Jeff, we will march onward. Making up for Matt's mistake.
You!
Yes, let's take Gloog to Poopy Doop or wherever the hell we're going.
Poopy Doop. Gloog, you want to go to Poopy Doop? Gloog.
Hang on, no, I'm trying.
Oh, okay.
I got to figure out my thing.
What
my
thing?
My spell attack modifier not on here somewhere. I've never used this shield.
2+ wisdom.
Curious. I thought there was a space for it. Sorry, that's why I'm
looking. Oh, on that sheet, I don't know. Oh, it would be in a weapon attack. Just write it in a weapon.
Oh, wow.
It's 2+ your wisdom modifier.
Yeah, it's
6.
Proficiency bonus? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Proficiency plus...
applicable modifier.
Thank you. Words are not working tonight.
Insults are. Insults are lit.
Like a torch for a blind bitch. Someone salty.
He's still blaming me. I'm just
upset about it. He's not wrong.
So Gloog.
I saved 9 people.
I don't know where Gloog is trying to get to.
Gloog is trying to get to the next Koto settlement.
Okay. Do I? Obviously.
He would rather not make that trip alone.
It's fair. Do you know the name of that place?
Gloopadoop.
Glop.
Gloop wants to. Gloog wants to.
Gloop wants to go to Glop.
I want to go to Glop.
Gloop. Glop.
Gloop. Glop. Is that on the way to Gracklestug?
Basically, yes.
Gloog, by the way, is played by Bobcat Goldthwait. I want to do an accent.
Like actual Bobcat Goldthwait or like yeah. Bobcat from Police Academy?
Yeah, like crazy. Crazy.
Okay.
I can't do it either. My voice isn't high enough. I tried so hard all week to get that right. This is not going to work.
You're in the ruins, Zach!
That was the worst.
We've all established we cannot do Bobcat Goldthwait. All right.
Like, how do you do that? Just trying to poop while you're talking?
He always does that thing.
Matt needs to never not try to poop.
Impossible.
Sure. With my fibrous diet, I'm on a regular poop schedule.
Are you awesome. Coming with us?
4:30.
Chushar?
No, I've got to stay here and take care of everyone here. That's why I'm sending Gloog.
Okay. Well, let's set off then, I suppose. Well, I suppose Sloopadop has a... bevy of torches laying around, do they?
What do you need? Zirkwood and oil?
Yes, that would be.
I think we can find you some.
Okay. I just want to keep stocked up with light in case my DM ever says, you haven't bought light in a while.
Make a perception check, everyone.
Ooh, I get to roll.
Oh, yes, you do.
That's 4 rolls now under 10.
Still no ones.
Perception? The 9.
11. Grandpa Lucas 21. Needs his glasses.
It's really tiny writing.
That's what we...
What did you get?
21.
You hear stomping footsteps, fast-moving footsteps approach.
I want to also, if that's the case, I within 30 feet of me, anything that's invisible, I know is there.
Yes, I know that.
Just making sure.
He made the character.
I've been playing Koto for a month and a half, and I made that character. Yes, I know that Koto have that.
Letting the people at home know.
Okay.
Does anybody else on this team have any strange or fantastic abilities we need to know about?
Maybe. Yeah, probably, actually. Apparently, I have magic powers.
You're a demigod of sorts, perhaps?
Sweet. I'm not sure. I'll take it.
Wait, does Gloog follow the whole she's a... I don't know.
Very uneasy, yes.
Gotcha.
But you know that you've kind of been given the job to get her the hell out of here.
Makes sense.
Is she going to be like a Demogorgon magnet?
I'm going to miss you, Shushark. You've been nothing but pleasant to me this entire time. I'm so sorry I couldn't help your people more.
Fast-moving, stomping footsteps.
Wasn't in the voice, it didn't count.
From which direction?
From this direction, from the gate.
Gate?
Yep.
Where are we compared to the gate?
Over here.
That's some good hearing.
Yeah, what's the distance?
And you rolled a 21. He rolled
above a 20. That's good enough.
And you're also in a cavern.
Where it's echoing.
No, you guys do speak undercommon. Never mind. So yeah, no, I will indicate that there's something on the way.
Okay.
Does he only speak undercommon?
Yes.
So you'll have no idea what he says.
Did you look at the languages?
No. I've been going by this. I thought, well, I thought
that's Shushar, why I gave you a character sheet.
I thought Shushar was only spoke undercommon. So I didn't think
we've dealt with this before.
Shushar is an NPC. You have an actual character.
Yay! Hey guys, I speak undercommon.
Oh, no. I speak a lot of stuff, actually.
Almost like you might be a wise character.
Talk like Admiral Akbar.
I guess
that's fortunate.
I guess I would say it in common, then, since I speak that.
You would say what?
That there's something on the way.
Hello?
It's at the gate.
You all hear that.
Okay. Was that...
Is anybody still here?
Is that amplified?
It's somebody yelling.
Oh, okay. In...
Do I know that to be danger? Or just that something that's coming?
You just hear something coming. You don't know what it is. It's in common. A very low, not quite bestial, but kind of orcish voice.
Oh, wait a minute. Jeff still needs another NPC.
Wait a minute.
Ding!
No. Please add the ding sound there.
What's going on?
Do we see this character?
After a little bit, yes.
Then what the fuck is happening?
Telepathically communicate with this person. Hello, who are you?
Oh my god, head voices. Elino.
Who is this?
It's Ront.
Yeah,
oh goodness.
Where the fuck are you? I can't see you.
Other side of town.
Oh. Oh, by the Wendy's?
I'm sorry. All orcs are anachronistic. I'm
That's fine. All dwarves are.
All right, I'm heading west.
See, that's racist.
Man, them orcs like cheeseburgers.
Orcs be shopping.
So we got hoodwinked by Jeff, is what I'm coming to the conclusion here.
I mean, yeah, I sort of, I guess. Yeah.
Right. So
this is gonna be such a pain in the ass later when I have to keep switching between episodes of what cast is being played at what point.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to do this.
I know. It's gonna
so shut up, Cody.
You could have just died.
Why? I was in no danger of death. Just like left a small child at the subway platform. Sorry, bro. Gotta take this train.
Okay, do I catch up to them?
Yes.
How did you escape from the whatever they are?
Drow.
That's it.
Not the other D word.
Who's this?
Oh, do you mean when I got left behind?
I was just using it.
You mean when I got left behind?
No, I mean when you got kidnapped by the Drow.
Yes, thanks for the save.
Well, if he's going to be salty, shall we go?
All right, well, where are we going? My agenda's cleared up.
Are you can have this attitude the whole time.
I talked to Kira.
Yes. Talk to the definitely warmer Kira.
I'm an orc. I don't. Do you want me to give you flowers?
Okay.
You want me to give you flowers? Okay, whatever. Fuck it.
You
lasted like 3 lines.
I didn't have as much time to practice in the car.
I
love giving him new accents.
Doesn't do himself.
I'm glad you're all right. We looked for you, but it seems they
you couldn't follow the trail of screams.
I don't think there was a trail of screams.
Oh, there was a trail of screams.
Because we actually charged down the hallway after you.
No, you didn't.
No, you ran. No, we ran the other way.
Yeah.
I went that way.
No.
Yeah.
No, we listened to that episode.
At your urging, we went the other direction, I'm pretty sure.
I'm almost positive this was right before you went crazy.
No, this was right after you went crazy.
Yes. Okay.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
No, that was somebody else. Haven't we lost two people?
We lost Turvey, but he was a rat.
And then we lost Ront.
Ront was during the drow attack.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, well, whatever. Sorry about that. Tally-ho.
Right.
Tally-ho. I usually only leave NPCs behind. I had no idea you would be a PC. My apologies.
Well, I feel pretty pissy right now. Thank you very much.
My apologies for not understanding your character status.
So who is Ront being played by now? Forget.
Rory McCann.
Okay. Nice.
Right.
Aren't you supposed to say garb?
Narp. Nerp.
Snarf.
No, it's Hot Fuzz, which you have a bag of.
That's what it is. Such a reference to a movie.
I hope it's just an anachronistic pair of fuzzy dice.
No, not a pair. It's a set of seven.
Did you take anything out of the bag? I don't remember.
I pulled them out and to see if they would have more, and they did not.
Oh, okay.
At least in the time period in which that I checked. I pulled one out, held it in my hand, reached back in. So whatever it is, it doesn't keep giving them.
Would Gloog know what those things are?
I don't know anything about Gloog, so I don't even know if I'd ask him to look at it.
That's fair.
You could make an Arcana check.
Well, if he's not showing it to me, then I won't bother.
Oh. Never mind then.
I don't know what Gloog is.
No, you don't.
I do have to take my glasses off to read this.
So off to Glop then.
Yes, that would be greatly appreciated.
Hopefully someone knows how to pilot a boat.
No.
Huh?
Will you read that fucking character sheet?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I
do. I know how to ride a pilot boat.
I'm going to go pee.
I have land vehicles.
I was going
to
keep
doing it. Right, so you bunch of cunts want to go where?
He's piloting the boat, so wherever the hell he wants to go.
I have nerves and get.
Great, good for you, fish stick. Can you drive the boat? All right,
yeah, I can.
Can you dock it?
You can dock a boat and a train.
You can't dock a train. Is that from a thing?
It's from a different thing.
Yeah.
Lucas was struggling to the fact that, like, you come up to the platform, and he was like...
The train dock!
So he was like, and, like, we're all sitting there going, you know, we come to a stop. We're all saying the words without saying it. He's like, so the train docks, and we just keep... It was like, no. Back the fuck up. What sort of weird train docks?
It's at a dock, right? Kind
of. Right, I'm going to take advantage of this piss time. Excuse me.
Like a hoodwink by Jeff.
From another podcast we listened to, he insisted that I made an orc voice before, so I had to stick in the same realm.
So, Gluggles.
Gloog.
Don't disrespect the Kotoa.
I think it's too late for that.
I mean, you only killed one, right?
I'm pretty sure.
No, you're pretty sure that she is responsible for the death of your father.
Awkward.
By killing his,
it's gonna give Shushar a shit.
Sister.
But yes, or both.
Also, yes.
Yes.
Well, fuck me.
Which is kind of weird why you're being asked to help. So let's go with it.
For the record, when you see Ront, he has scars on him or wounds on him that you didn't see before that you won't recall seeing.
He's also got this giant makeshift hammer that he didn't have before.
Yeah, big maul.
Is it like covered in blood?
I'm sure there's some.
Yeah. Cool.
Are you a barbarian?
I mean, do I self-identify as a barbarian?
Can we get on the boat, please?
Sure.
Yep, Gloog will just lead you to the boat.
This can be boat time exposition.
We're on the boat.
Because Kira would most definitely want to know what happened to Ront.
Well, I was taken captive, and the little buggers decided to torture me for intel when we made camp for the night. And I don't know, it's almost as if I leveled up and went into some kind of a berserker rage. Was able to throw off my bonds and take a few captors with me, but they fled. Not too proud to say. But I was able to escape eventually.
Huh.
They busted out the red-hot pokers. It was awful.
You see burns around the nipples. He's got dry nipples.
Yep.
Gloog, what do you plan on finding in Glop?
I don't know. What do I plan on finding in Glop?
You're going to bring back help for the people left in your city.
I'm going to bring back help for the people left in my city.
This is going to get real tedious here real quick.
I'm going for the red glop. It's in the red cross. Okay, I'll shut up.
Please do.
Please
do.
I'm just being fat.
No.
Okay.
So, we're on a boat, and...
You're on a boat, yeah.
He tried to do it again.
Is this just a raft now? Are we on a significantly larger boat? A
significantly smaller boat than the Durgar had.
That's kind of what I figured.
Actually, you'd probably take back the boat that you had.
So we're all working to make the boat go, then?
Yes, you are.
Sweet.
You're all really bad at it. So you three are all on one side, and Gloog is trying to steer on the other, and you're just going in circles?
That seems like a good... Seems like
I like to think the big orc was rowing on one side and the other two were rowing on the other. That makes more sense.
You ran over to the other side to try and outdo the others.
I can do this better than you.
Yeah.
So look how fast our side's going. It's faster than your side.
How come you guys aren't with the rest of the group?
They left us.
Oh, I see. I wonder what that feels like.
You shouldn't. Wonder, I mean. Probably no.
Just live in the now. Live in the now, Rod.
I just want to get the fuck out of here.
Where do you hope to go?
Back upstairs.
Yep.
I just can't go near my people again. Probably go somewhere south. I don't know.
Do we need to roll anything for navigation?
Sure, roll me a survival.
Lucas, how with this?
Damn mouth. We just said we got to Glock.
Yeah, that's...
Just
that's
roll on a fucking slant. Yeah. I got an 8. 14.
Okay. You're fairly sure that you're going the right direction.
How far... How long of a trip is it to the next? Is it like a day? Is it...
No. It's fairly close to Gracklestug, and...
Yet.
Yeah, you know that is about a 2-week trip.
Okay. So we probably row... What? Row 3 or 4 hours, stop and eat lunch... Row another 4 or 5 hours, sleep in shifts, row, etc.
Yeah.
So watches during the...
Watches during the nights. We'll keep the same watch rotation, just go around the table, everything like that. Roll me a d6, I guess.
I got a c6.
Does it matter who?
Are y'all rolling a d6?
No, first one's fine. You got a 6?
Yep.
Okay. 6 days will pass.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. Until
Demi Gordon shows back up.
No, he went the other way.
He's on a raft.
The night of the 6th day. Or yeah, the night of the 6th day. Cody.
You rolled it.
You know you're dreaming.
Okay.
You're in total darkness. It feels like you're standing on the ground, but there's nothing that you can see anywhere.
Okay.
And you hear two voices gibbering back and forth at each other.
These are two old guys from the Muppets?
I kind of like that.
Nailed it!
Statler and Waldorf.
Remember Waldorf. It's the other guy that I can't ever remember.
Yeah,
Statler. That'd be fucking terrifying in the dark. You just hear the two of them.
Well, it's worse when... It's almost like torchlight, two of them off in the... I mean, not too far away, but far enough away that it's kind of weird and dreamlike. You see the faces of Demogorgon illuminated. One looking at you this way, one looking at you this way. And they're both gibbering back and forth to each other. And a lot of it is in a language you don't know.
The Demogorgon is the two-headed monster from Sesame Street. Do you remember that?
No.
They stopped it in the late 80s, like when we were kids, but...
Nope, don't remember that.
All right, fuck off.
Yeah, he's already a teenager by then. You guys didn't watch Sesame Street when you were teenagers?
Neither did I.
Just checking.
Just asking for a friend.
You don't understand most of it. It's in a language that you don't understand. All very guttural. Oh, I do remember that. Okay, yeah. All very guttural. I mean, you know what abyssal is. But you don't understand it. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I told you the words aren't working tonight.
As long as it's not a stroke.
I don't think so.
How many fingers am I holding?
Check it.
The answer was your penis size. Oh, visuals.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Am I...
One looks to the other and says in very, very kind of distorted bestial common, she's done well. And the other one peeks back at that one and says, yes, yes. Both baboon faces, very yippy, very just gibbering back and forth. And finally, both of them look at you and say, yes, you have done well. Oh, and you pop up awake, terrified.
Uh-huh.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.